Hey, yo.
I'm gonna keep this concise. You must match energy. You must match energy. In the book, The Art of War, written by Sun Tzu over 2,000 years ago. In chapter 11 of that book, there's a passage that says, you must walk the path defined by rule. Walk the path defined by rule. And what that means is, to quote another figure of speech, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. There are times when I leave out the house and I'm on a certain rhythm. I'm on a certain vibration. I'm high vibrational, but just generally speaking, I may be more in a chill mode. I may be in a focus mode, or I may be in an aggressive mode. It depends on the day, the moment. But let's say I'm in a chill mode on a particular day. Maybe I'm just feeling good that day. I'm laid back. Everything is cool, copacetic. I'm chilling. But when I go out into the world, let's say I'm going to the gym or wherever I'm going, and once my energy collides, and yes, it's a collision of energy. Once my energy collides with the energy of the world or those more specifically around me, there's going to be a battle for what comes out on top, right? If I'm high vibrational, and I am, and I'm not only high vibrational, but I'm laid back, I'm chilling, I'm having a good day, just I'm glowing. The glow up is real. My light is brilliant and bright. And I encounter a person or people or a situation where it's the opposite. One of a few things can and most likely will happen. One, somebody's energy is going to be transmuted. That means changed from one thing to another. If you are high vibrational, you're positive, you cannot and you must not be around negative energy for any extended period of time. It will transmute your energy from that high vibration to a lower one. Remember, energy does collide. And even if you maintain your high vibration after interacting with negative people or being in a negative environment, it will lower your vibration somewhat. It's like walking through mud or quicksand. You'll make it out, but it's going to slow you down a little bit, right? Two, you're going to transmute their energy and they'll feel better. They'll come up. But here's the caveat to that. Even if you are, let's say if for the sake of argument, you're on 100. Let's say 100 is the highest level of positivity you could be. I mean, you're literally glowing light. And you encounter someone who is having a bad day, or maybe they're ill, or they're just generally kind of feeling down and out. If you leave them feeling better, it's not going to lower your vibration by a lot, but it is going to lower your vibration. So let's say if you're on 100 and someone receives from you and you brighten their day, you may leave feeling good about yourself, but it is going to be a drain on you. Remember in the scripture where Jesus was walking through a crowd and people were kind of grabbing onto him and trying to get to him. His disciples were kind of trying to clear a path, make way so Jesus could walk through. But one lady in particular, a lady with, the Bible describes her as having a issue or flow of blood. Maybe she had a problem with bleeding. The scripture says that when she touched Jesus, he instantly felt power, or the Bible says his virtue flow from him. Though people had been touching him, bumping into him, it was her touch specifically that drained part of his energy. He felt it. And the same for you as a light worker, and for those of us who are high vibrational, even if we don't come down to a negative vibration, if we impart light to people, it is going to affect us, which is why after a while, we have to retreat. That's why most light workers, high vibrational people, spiritual people are introverts. We have to retreat to recuperate, to recover the energy that we have given. That's why we're light workers. Light gives, light illuminates. Light is a gift. It makes things possible for the world. It's an illumination for those around us. It leaves them in a higher vibrational state. Though it might drain you a little bit. It depends. It depends on a few factors, but the main factor being how low vibrational a person might be operating. And two, what your vibration is. If you're not at 100, remember in this case, 100 being the highest. Let's say maybe I'm at an 80. Or maybe I'm at a 75, which is still high vibration. Not the highest you could be. Remember, the 100 is a standard. Just arbitrarily, let's make 100 the highest level of positive you could be. Let's say if you're operating at a 75 or an 80. But let's say if you encounter someone who is just a really nasty, in a bad place, and they're on like 10. They're just a drain. I believe people might call those people energy vampires. Even if you leave them feeling better, which as a high vibrational person, it will be a negative transaction for you. Ideally, transactions with people should be equal. Either no energy will be lost or I'll come away feeling better. You should come away feeling better. If you come away feeling drained, it's a net loss for you. And one of my determining factors, whether I spend time with anyone or not, is how I feel after I leave that person or that person leaves them around me. And if somebody consistently leaves me feeling drained, and I don't mean in a diva sort of way, like, oh, I'm so tired of it. No, I mean, literally, when they leave, I feel exhausted. Like, I feel like I need a nap. Now, I was feeling good before I encountered them. And then after the encounter, I'm drained. They took your energy. It's a positive for them, but it's a net loss for you. As a light worker, you have to limit those types of interactions. One of my philosophies in life is every human being, regardless of what lot in life you are, your socioeconomic status, how you look, whatever. Every human being that I encounter, I have decided deserves at least 2 to 5 seconds of my time. 2 to 5 seconds. And in hear me out. In 2 to 5 seconds, I can speak to you. I can ask you how you're doing. I can wish you well. I can bless you. God bless you. Hey, have a great day. Hey, good seeing you. Take care. Hey, how you doing? How's your day going? Wonderful. Great. Take care. Every human being, I'll give 2 to 5 seconds to, regardless of who you are. You could be homeless. You could be, hell, you could be even fucking crazy out your mind. I'll give you 2 seconds. All right, now God bless you. And I'm out. But I will not spend more than a minute around someone who drains my energy, because it will be a net loss. And if someone consistently and constantly is a drain on your energy like that, as a light worker, that's going to render you ineffective in what you're put here on earth to do. And that is to provide light to the world. Some people are selfish that way. They're selfish that way. They're benefiting, but you're not benefiting. And while occasionally, maybe God, maybe the universe sets it up so that that might be a task, or that might be an encounter I'm meant to have with someone to leave them feeling better, to minister to them, to heal them. But that's not something that I can do, or you as a light worker can do 24/7. Because you're only human at the end of the day. Today was an interesting day for me. I was very focused. I was very high energy. I had a great workout. But it was a day where it was very sunny, very warm. And here in the DC area, or in DC, whenever the temperature gets really warm, 70s, 80s, or hotter, it's sunny, people are out and about. And I mean a lot of people. And just by the law of averages, when you get a lot of people out, you're going to encounter all types of people, whether positive, whether negative. But I'll say this, and I mentioned this in a previous podcast. One of the affirming things that I witnessed today that just is evidence that I am shining bright is the amount of attention I receive. But not only that, the amount of hate and aggression I receive from men. Males, we're typically competitive to begin with, but if a man is insecure, if he encounters a man like me who is a light worker, I'm a handsome man, I'm shining bright, I'm glowing. If he's really insecure, he may even react violently. And I don't mean like punch me or hit me. I mean, it's just the aggression, like almost like under his breath, like get the fuck out of my way, motherfucker, you know, just really negative. And I encountered that a couple of times today. At least two or three times I encountered guys being very aggressive with me for no reason. And the reason being, if there was a reason, it's because they're insecure. I either intimidated them or they were insecure. A couple of the guys mate guarded. I mean, guy walking with his girlfriend, but then he... My thing is, if you're walking with your girlfriend or your wife, you're supposed to be so into your girlfriend or your wife that you don't even see me. But that's funny. I'm hard to ignore. You can't ignore a blinding light, right? So just walking through Whole Foods, guy walking with his girlfriend. I don't know, he could have been a college student with his girlfriend. Who knows? And I went to walk past him, but then instead of just kind of maintaining his speed as he was walking with his girlfriend, he kind of did this thing where he wanted to speed up to kind of block me from going past him. And I walked past him. I said, excuse me. I like that kind of behavior, right? You're with your girlfriend. You're supposed to be so into her, like looking her up, and almost like Gomez and Morticia on the Addams Family. Baby, I love you. Oh, you're so sexy. Oh, yeah, you're going to be nibbling on her ear. You're too busy looking at what this man over here is doing, worrying about what I'm doing, hating on me. That's crazy. Or another example from Whole Foods today. Another guy, even before I walked in, I was going to walk in. I was clearly ahead of this guy as I was walking in, but he just decided to just walk right on by. Don't say excuse me enough. That competitiveness. And make no mistake about it. That hyper competitiveness like that is a form of jealousy. It's a form of hatred. It's the cousin of anger. For those of you out there who are spiritual, if someone is jealous or hyper-competitive that way, what you do is you bind that demon of jealousy. You bind that demon, that spirit of competitiveness, and you lose God's spirit of love over their heart. They're full of hate. See, we like to be nonchalant about it and kind of make jokes like, oh, he's so competitive. And it's okay to be competitive when it's healthy. I'm talking to hyper-competitiveness where you walk in front of someone and it's aggressive, like you're angry. And I'm going to tell you, I watch out for that type of spirit. That's the same type of energy that led Cain to murder Abel in the Bible. That competitiveness, that jealousy. It's a sickness. When I walk in the store, I'm just happy to be going to shop and get the food that is going to replenish my body, my energy. I'm in a great mental space. I'm not even thinking, well, let me do. And that's the saddest shit I think I've ever seen. The last thing that happened today in Whole Foods, and again, this is just evidence that I'm shining, I'm glowing. The milk that I had got from the cooler had a leak, so I told my best friend, you know, cashier there, older lady who we kind of go back and forth, saying, hey, what's up, best friend? What's up, best friend? But I was at the self-checkout, and I said, hey, best friend, this milk is open. Can I leave this on the counter with you? Because she was at the regular registers when she was ringing people up. Again, I was at the self-checkout. She said, yeah, just leave it here. So I left my basket with my stuff on the self-checkout area, register that I was at. I went to go get another milk. When I came back, I didn't see my basket. All the self-checkouts were being used. I'm like, oh, where's my... What happened to my stuff? I'm looking around, asking, like, anybody see my stuff? Best friend, you see my stuff? Oh, I think it's over there. It's on the, it's on the left side. And this little short picklehead girl who was working the self-checkout area said, oh, I sat it over there. Just really rude, really unprofessional. Now, I understand she made a decision to do that because it was crowded. She's probably thinking, well, let me set it over there. But she knew I was looking for it because I was very vocal, very loud about where's my basket, right? Those types of games that average people play with us handsome men is the reason why us handsome men don't fuck with average people like that. I wouldn't look at this bitch more than half a second if I saw her outside of that store. And she knows it. That's why she was hating. No, that's a hater. No, I'm telling you straight up, that's a hater. Because I don't care what I look like. I don't care whether I'm a handsome man, I'm fine, I got my shit together. Any customer deserved more respect than I was paid today. So she was unprofessional. Unprofessional. But the fact that she behaved that way, just moved my shit, and then when I come back, don't say nothing about the fact that she moved. I'm standing there kind of wondering where my basket is. That bitch could have said something. Oh, I sat it over there. She only said something after my best friend alerted me to where the basket was. Then she went to chime in. Oh, I put it over there. I'm like, bitch, you heard me the first time. I'm thinking in my head, like, this rude, unprofessional bitch. But see, any handsome man will come to not expect hate like that, but to not be surprised when we get that kind of hate from average females. This bitch knows she stands zero chance with a handsome man like me. But of course, when you're self-defeating, you don't even give yourself a chance. Because had she not been disrespectful, had she not been unprofessional, maybe I would have given her more than a half a second glance. She could have had a chance with me. But she shot herself out the running by being an asshole, moving my basket, and not telling me where she moved it to. That's that hate I'm talking about. That's jealousy. That's a sickness. That little girl was sick. Who does shit like that? That's a sickness. You're hating on a grown-ass man you don't know because you're that jealous. You're that sore. You're that salty in your spirit that you can't even say, oh, I moved your basket over there, sir. I'm sorry. I just wanted to make sure. No courtesy, no professional courtesy, just rude and disrespectful. And all that stems from the fact that she's jealous of how I look. 100%. Then let me say this. On average, females should be prettier than men. And usually that's the case. Women are beautiful. But I'm a handsome motherfucker. And I look better than most females. Period. And any man who's on this handsome man game looks better than most females. Not even on some competitive comparison shit. I'm saying just objectively, we got our shit together. Groom well, skin looking nice, smelling nice, fit, in shape, walking around confident, light workers. They ain't on that. So any chance they get, these not only little cashiers, but female security guards, any place that serves as a point of entry, like a counter in a fitness club, any place like that, I call those portals for bullshit, because it gives average people their 15 seconds of fame to act like they got something over men like me who put in work. I'm like, bitch, you standing at this fucking counter looking at me like I'm strange. And this is your one chance to do that, because like I said, outside this setting, that's called situational competence. Outside this setting, bitch, you be invisible. And that's why people like that do that. You know, days like today where I'm reminded that what I'm doing is working, I'm grateful for. I'm shining. I'm handsome like a motherfucker. I'm a light worker. I'm beaming. I'm blinding these motherfuckers. And I understand that when you shine this bright, you cast a big shadow. And some people don't appreciate being put in shadows. But guess what, motherfucker? Shine brighter to counteract the shadow that I'm casting. That's what you do. Don't hate on me. That ain't helping you, and it ain't hurting me. Because you know what it does? When you hate on me like a lot of these people did today that I encountered, hating ass niggas, and some of these females too hating. You know what I do? In the morning when I go to groom myself, I make sure I take extra care. Make sure that lineup is even better. Make sure I don't nick myself when I'm using a straight edge, because I don't want no blemishes on my face. Make sure my clothes are extra ironed. Make sure I pick the right outfit. Make sure my aroma is on point in the scents that I choose match up well. And I go out and I kill that shit even better the next day. And I give you a reason to hate even more, motherfucker. Not on my level. And any man who does what I do, puts in the work, the gym, handsome man, looks maxing, working on your looks, all that stuff, they understand what I go through. It's not just me. Men who are on this journey, they understand it because they experience it. They experience the weird looks from men and women. Now, we get a lot of love. Look, we get a lot of love, a lot of choosing signals, a lot of, damn, I'm trying to get with him. We get all that. But I will say we get just as much hate that we have to kind of push to the side and go for the love that we are offered. Don't get that shit twisted. And don't let this handsome face fool you, motherfucker. I turn up in this bitch. And as is customary, I always reclaim territory. Now, though I didn't do anything wrong at Whole Foods today, despite the bullshit that I experienced there, I handled the situation well. But whenever I experience bullshit in a situation, I always go back and reclaim that motherfucker. I reclaim. Now, typically, I alternate. Tomorrow, God willing, is my day to go shopping at the Safeway and not Whole Foods. I'm going to do my normal shopping at the Safeway. I'm going to go to Whole Foods to get a bottle of water. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to get just one thing to show up. Play with me tomorrow, motherfucker. I'm ready for you. I'm going to be groomed even better. Dressed even better. Smelling even nicer than I was already today, motherfucker. Hate on that. I'm out.